The 2013 target for the Sustainable Development Goals is to reduce maternal mortality to 70 per 100,000 live births. South Sudan was actually one of the 63 high-burden, low-income countries. And, you know, it was one of the focus during the MDGs, and we did not attain our target for the MDG 4 and 5. And we were supposed to get a maternal mortality rate of 216, according to the global standards. But, you know, for Africa, it's 540 per 100,000. And this translates into a lifetime risk of dying from maternal causes as 1 in 37 deaths. So now South Sudan, although it is in one of the higher maternal mortality rates, as you know, it's 2,054 per 100,000 live births. But estimates have shown that maybe it is lower than that, but it still falls with Sierra Leone, Chad, Somalia, Burundi, Cote d'Ivoire. We are still in that range where we have high maternal mortality rate. South Sudan is in the process of doing a maternal mortality ratio survey, and we hope to finish it this year so we will get a better idea of how many mothers are dying.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are the critical maternal mortality issues in South Sudan?
Okay, some of the critical issues are, as you know, we have a lot of adolescent pregnancy. So this contributes to almost 30% of the maternal deaths and morbidities. Now, morbidity could be like a fistula or, you know, some kind of an injury during birth. Then the lack of birth spacing. As you know, there are a lot of abortions, so sometimes spacing the children could be a better option. Then lack of information. You know, the community and even some of the urban people are not aware of, you know, why they should go to a hospital, why should they deliver in a facility. You know, all these things, they're not aware of it. They're not even aware of the danger signs. Then some of our cultural practices and beliefs, you know, sometimes this early marriage, you know, is one of them. So then the other is, you know, are not allowing a woman to have a cesarean. You know, it's a very long process to get people to agree to have a cesarean section. Then lack of access and insecurity. You know, you can't go to a facility on time, mm-hmm. you know, because in the night sometimes it's insecure to go on the roads or travel by road. Then there are no skilled birth attendants before, during, and after childbirth. Of course, we're trying, but the thing is, you know, unless we have more trained midwives, this will be a problem. Also, poor data and accountability. You know, we don't have a good data system. We are just in the process of getting it in line, but these are all taking time, you know. But and we need accountability. Everyone should be accountable for their, you know, their jobs. You know, many people just come and simply work and go, you know, without being accountable to anybody. So if all of us are accountable and we work hard, I think it's possible to do it. And of course, you know, last but not the least, it's funding. You know, sometimes we don't have adequate funding. So, you know, this can cause problems in running a facility. So these are some of the challenges that we face, critical challenges that we face in South Sudan.
Yes. Now, at one point, South Sudan was actually said one of the worst, I mean, if not the worst, one of the worst countries that are experiencing maternal mortality. Of course, nobody wants to lose a child or a mother or a wife when giving. But has there been any progress whatsoever since, I mean, over the years?
There has been some progress. Like now, according to the WHO estimates, they're putting the maternal, you know, this estimate is not the true value, but they look at the trends. You know, so from 1990 to 1995, then 2000, and 2015, they kind of look at the trends, and it shows that maybe South Sudan is now 730, but this is not proven. So that's why we're doing the MMR survey, so that from that we will know the exact number of deaths that are actually occurring.
Yes.
Now, some of the countries have made a progress. You know, in the African continent, out of these 63 countries, three countries were able to achieve their MDG5 goals. One was the Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, and Rwanda. And some of the simple ways that they did it was, you know, they made a health facility within 10 miles of the people, you know, within a 10-mile radius. And, you know, just by increasing the access to the facility, they were able to save lives. The other was increasing the number of antenatal checkups, you know. So it increased from 19% to 93%. And then increasing the number of skilled attendants at the birth. So this increased from 6 to 55%. And then the other was access to emergency obstetric care. As you know, without emergency obstetric care, it's hard to treat all the complications. So this improved by from 21 to 88%. And then the last thing that the Ministry of Eritrea did was a 666 program. Now, this program says that you must see the woman 6 hours after delivery, 6 days after delivery, and 6 weeks after delivery. So this kind of cuts down the number of deaths in the newborn and in the mother. So you see that countries were able to do it with very simple measures.
Yes. Now, how about here in South Sudan? I mean, what do you think, what kind of collaborative action is needed to address the maternal mortality issues here in the country?
Probably the same things that I just highlighted for Eritrea. We need to take care around the delivery of mother, you know, before, after, and during, you know. Make sure that there's a skilled birth attendant. Make sure, you know, that there is quality care, you know, and that the babies also are nicely looked after, you know, with simple measures. The other thing is health systems. You know, we should make sure that we have qualified people, you know, during all the shifts that are working in the facility. Then we should make sure that inequities are limited, you know, for both the mother and the baby. Sometimes people do not come because of the attitude of the worker. Sometimes it's, you know, user fees or out-of-pocket expenses. So patients refuse to come to the hospital. Then the other is we need to get the community involved, you know, the family, community. You know, everybody needs to be involved in this. It's not something that only the government and the leaders make a, you know, plan. It is something that the community also should own. And the last but not the least is, you know, we need proper data in order to make decisions. We also need accountability, like I said before, you know, which is very important. At every stage, we need accountability. So these are some of the collaborative actions that may address maternal mortality issues.
Yes. Dr. Susie, just before I let you go, what does the future look like for South Sudan? Are you quite optimistic that things can really be okay or these targets can be achieved?
Yes, I think I am very optimistic. But unless there is proper country leadership, I mean, you know, there's accountability at all levels. And there is proper financing for health. You know, there should be a sustained amount till 2030. It shouldn't be like, you know, there are crises and disasters happening in between. Then there should be proper, you know, workforce. The people that are working should be trained, skilled, you know, experienced. And they should deliver good quality, you know, service. And it should be non-discriminative, you know. Then individual potential. You know, we have to make sure that everyone comes out to the fullest potential. You know, sometimes we suppress women, we suppress, you know, people, so they're not able to come to their potential. The other is community engagement, like I told you. And the last is multi-sectoral involvement. So people from education, gender, social welfare, you know, agriculture, housing, everybody should be involved in this process. You know, it's not just health.